Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Ann Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Ann Presswell.
Well, hello, 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 Divine Ones. It's so great to have you here with me today. This is Reverend Ann Presswell of Divinely Intuitive Business, and I want to welcome you to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and so today we're going to be talking about gratitude and actually how gratitude can propel your business forward. But before we start that, let's have a beautiful blessing. And, you know, you've got me today, so... Nobody else, just me. So take in a nice deep breath, get present, drop into your heart, become very present, very aware of who you are today, where you are today, and what is going on in your world. Create an intention for this show that you get more clarity, more understanding, and more wisdom on how you can use the energies of the universe, the energies of the divine, to help you create what it is you've been called to do. And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you, and so it is. I pulled a card just a little bit ago as we were listening to the intro, and this card is Business Brilliance. I completely trust myself and my connection to the divine to build my business brilliantly. You know, I just sent out an easing, this week's easing. I haven't done it in a couple of weeks. And it was all about trust. And so to have pulled this card, it's just perfect. When we are trusting ourselves in building our businesses, when we are trusting the divine and we're trusting the people in our lives to support us and to be alive, to be engaged, to be present, to actually be in connection with you. When we trust that, we can transform our business. And so, you know, I know that we're talking about gratitude, and we're also going to talk about trust because, frankly, they're kind of, you know, very interrelated. For me, I can remember, I'm going to just tell you a story about myself, like years ago, right? Before I really started to get this understanding of how the power of gratitude and the power of our connectedness can make our lives so different. You know, I didn't used to keep my word. I just didn't. You know, I'd say, oh, I'll be there, you know, whatever, and I'd show up whenever. And it was very relaxed and very who cares and, you know, they know I'm coming, whatever. And then I started to learn that one of the things about people being able to understand you, and by the way, I learned this not from my mother but from my father. You know, God love him. I learned this from him and from, you know, some of the people on my dad's side, a very beloved aunt. it just was like. Like I was telling Jeff last week, you know, my dad would say, oh, I'll call you, you know, and then never call, right? And I just learned that he never kept his word, and he just didn't. So when I started learning about, you know, the power of integrity, the power of keeping your word, it was a challenge for me to like be claiming what it was I said I would do. It was just a real challenge. I laugh about it now, but it was not easy to do. So no surprise that I ended up in a relationship with someone who was this, you know, pathological liar, and you know, we had all these problems. So no surprise there, right? And you know, life was a mess. So one of the big things, and I know we're going to get to gratitude, I promise, but one of the big things about trust and integrity and manifesting what you want is all about being your word, being who you say you'll be, doing what you say you'll do, and having people know that they can count on that, that makes a huge difference. And when you are a spiritual entrepreneur and you are creating your business, you must learn how to do that. You really must. Don't tell someone you're going to do something and then not do it. And I don't mean, you know, I mean, we all have, you know, areas where we drop stuff out. Okay, I'm not talking about that. But doing it is to the best of your ability, and also honoring what you said you would do will go hugely far in helping you manifest your business the way you want to. Period. It will. So that's my, you know, that's my take on this business brilliance and trusting yourself and trusting the divine. But here's the thing about how that then shows up reflecting in your business and in how gratitude fits into all of this, right? So imagine that you are wanting to create something, but you're afraid that you can't, or you're afraid that it won't work, or you're afraid that there's, you know, that you can't trust either the divine or yourself to do it, right? There are things that you really can do to support yourself in growing beyond that. There are sort of tricks, if you will, or techniques that will support you in being more powerful and being able to manifest. And one of them is gratitude. Like coming from a space of really knowing that you are always taken care of. Now, many of us have not ever come from that awareness. We haven't gotten that we're taken care of. Most of us, especially here in the U.S. or some, you know, many of the, you know, the United Kingdom, Canada, many of these Western countries, we've always had more than enough. But we are trained to look at what we don't have, right? We're trained to look at what's wrong rather than what's right. That's the ego, by the way. But it's also the training that we're given. Like, I don't know if you know, like in the U.S., we have these shows. I don't watch them. Because when I watch them, I'm like, wow, really? You know, there's this, used to be this show called How Millionaires Live or something like that. I don't remember what it was. And they'd take you around to someone's home and you'd see how, you know, people who were in the millions had millions of dollars or had homes that were millions of dollars lived. And it was like, there's so much, in some places it's very inspiring, but for most people it becomes something that they find, I can't have that, I'll never have that. They get triggered, right? They get triggered up into their beliefs about what is, what's available for them or what they can do or what they're, you know, like, what they could ever have in their life. And so the beliefs get triggered up about, well, I'll never have that, right? I can't ever be one of them, you know. I can remember somebody saying to me years ago, I'll never be one of the beautiful people. And I had never, ever heard that phrase before. And I was like, I don't even know what she's talking about. what is that? You know, who are the beautiful people? Well, now, of course, I'm older and wiser. This is like 35 years ago, and I get what she's talking about, but I was like, I remember going, what? You know, and so the, you know, the when you watch something like that, we're really trained to like envy the rich, the famous, the, you know, the wealthy, all of that. We're trained, we're given that. And so it comes very naturally to not then be grateful for what we have right here, right now. We have, you know, it becomes like, well, I don't have that. So, you know, and there's always going to be someone who has more. I mean, I don't care who you are. There's always going to be someone who has more. So, like, what's up with that, right? Why do we sink into some space of lack? Feeling lack, thinking lack, believing lack. So one of the things about propelling your business forward with gratitude is about getting very present to what you do have right here, right now. Getting present to all of the abundance that you have available to you. And I know that there are people who are even in my world who are living on, you know, they're really living not even paycheck to paycheck, but client to client. And they're living from, you know, like, I just seriously don't have enough money. I've known some who say, I'm homeless, right? I'm homeless. And I'm living with, you know, friends, or I'm finding a new place to live. I get that. But even with that, I'd say there's still just massive abundance available to you everywhere. You know, I know some of the people who have really risen up into, you know, think of Tony Robbins, for example. He was, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, so, you know, like don't 100% me on this, but I believe that he was homeless at one point in his 20s, and he, like, said, no more, I'm not going to do this. Joe Vitale was living out of his car at one point. These are people who have learned how to utilize the energy of gratitude to move them forward, to go from like nothing into expansiveness and abundance, like serious, massive abundance, and build businesses that are powerful, inspirational businesses that contribute to the lives of others, which is what we all want, right? We all want that. We all want to be contributing to the lives of others. Now, do we want a massive business? Well, that's, you know, that's up to each person. I know some people who do, and I know many who don't. Many people just really want to get their gifts out into the world, grow, make a contribution, and have an abundant life. So one of the questions then becomes, well, how do you do that, right? How do you access, how do you utilize the energy of abundance, the energy of gratitude to help you build your business and help you build an abundant, powerful, strong business? I believe you can do it in several ways. You know, I remember hearing Oprah say that one of the number one thing that changed her life was to keep a gratitude journal. And she would write in there three things every single day, no matter what, three things that she was grateful for. And then the three became more and more because she didn't repeat them every day. Like, you know, she might say, well, my relationship with Stedman, you know, this person, and, you know, I don't know, my bed or whatever. She said it forced her to look at what was really right in her life and how much she actually had, because she had more than she even realized. And this was way back before she was Oprah, right? Okay, guys, so I just wanted to say this was way back in the very, very beginning when she was just, you know, starting. And that transformed her life, writing a gratitude journal every single day. mindset can be like, you know, when I sit and I think about it, I'm like, well, okay, so after you get through the usual, right, now what, right? Where do you, and it's really about being present and truly being in the space of gratitude. Because that energy then expands, because whatever you focus upon expands. That is a law of the universe. When you focus on something, it absolutely expands beyond. When you think about how angry you are, or how you're feeling sad, or how you're feeling upset about something, it will expand when you focus on it. So the energy of gratitude also expands. I can remember reading, maybe I was listening to Abraham Hicks talking about this, I can't remember what they called it, this gratitude flow, like really getting into the flow of gratitude. So, you know, I would go and practice this, and I'd be standing in the post office, and I'd be thinking, God, the line is long, you know. Man, they're slow up there. And I'd be like, no, wait, gratitude. Wow, I'm standing in an air-conditioned environment, and it's hot outside, because I live in South Florida, so it's always hot here, just about. And I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful for this air conditioning. I am so grateful I have something I can put my package on. Oh my goodness, I'm so grateful I can take my package and give it to them and know that it's going to be delivered across the country within a certain period of time. Oh my goodness, and it's going to arrive safe, and it's going to arrive, you know, protected, and it's going to, you know, it's going to be there in a really great time frame, you know, and the people on the other end, you know, say sending it to my mother who's on the other side of the country. Oh, my mother's just going to love it so much, and she's going to be so happy when she receives it, and she's going to open it up, and it's going to be, you know, so I would just get into that sense, that space of gratitude, and start thinking about all the wonderfulness that was going on, and that shifted my energy. Now, I can hear some of you going, all right, fine, so it shifts your energy, yeah, whatever. But what you have to know is that by shifting your energy, you shift everything in your life. It's not just this energy for this moment. This is why you really have to pay attention to your energy, guys. This is so, so important, because your energy is creating for you all the time, 24/7. So when you are coming from a space of gratitude and abundance and focusing on what you love and what's working for you and how it's working and the relationships that you have or the person at the post office was fabulous and served you well. Well, guess what? You're going to get service great somewhere else too, because you've appreciated that and it grows and expands. And suddenly, before you know it, like everything in your life starts seeming to work really, really well. That's huge. That's huge. It's like this stuff doesn't happen like in an instant, if it can. But for most of us, this is a step by step by step by step. You know, this is an integration into your energy, and then a little more and a little more and a little more and a little more and a little more. And so then you see it manifested all around you, whether it's with clients, whether it's with abundance in your bank account, whether it's a great team members and the relationships with them goes really well, whether it's, you know, you finding exactly what you need in the moment that you need it, it shifts and it changes, and gratitude allows for that to show up. That's what Oprah was talking about. That's what makes a difference. So gratitude journal. Number two, thanking your body. Oh my word, this is so important, because, you know, as we get older, you know, those of you who are young don't see this yet, but you will, I promise, because, you know, this is part of, well, okay, this is my belief. my belief. Okay, so as part of growing older, you start to find that things don't quite work as easily and as smoothly and as, you know, whatever as you used to, and, you know, get little aches and pains and, you know, all of that. So being grateful for your body, being grateful to your body, telling it thank you. I remember Wayne Dyer saying, first thing out of his mouth in the morning is thank you. Thank you. Thank you that my feet are hitting the floor and they're moving me across the room and they're working so well. Thank you that my body is moving so smoothly. Thank you that it's releasing any extra fluids that it needs to release, and it's doing it so well. Thank you that my eyes can see, that my teeth are strong, that they can still chew, you know, apples or bite into an, you know, whatever. You get my point. So it's about thanking your body for all the functions that it does, thanking your heart for operating, thanking your brain for working well and thinking well, thanking your veins for passing the blood beautifully everywhere it needs to go, thanking your lungs for breathing in that beautiful air and taking the oxygen to all of the cells, and thanking the cells, for goodness sakes, for the work that they're doing, storing things and moving things and healing things and, you know, all of the work that it does. They do. There's so much that we don't even know about that it does, right, that our body does. So taking the time to thank it will help you maintain, in my opinion, health. It's not the only thing, but it is definitely a very big part. Our connection, that mind-body connection, is so powerful. And I got to tell you, good luck building a business if you don't have health. Like, seriously, right? You got to have your body feeling good, because it's really tough when you don't feel good to build a business. And I know some people who are doing it. I know some people who are building businesses in spite of business challenges, and they're doing this work. They're practicing gratitude. Okay. Being present to gratitude. And part of being present to gratitude is about choosing to do these gratitude flows, if you will, you know, like really saying thank you. You know, when I go to bed at night, I crawl in bed. I love my bed. Let me tell you, I love, love, love my bed. I'm a kinesthetic, right? So I love the feel of things. And my bed has natural linens because I like cotton. And we've just started using some beach sheets, and I actually really like them. They feel kind of very silky. So for, you know, Maya, our kitty, who is 4 years old, she is my, you know, nighttime companion. And she'll come and, you know, cuddle up with me and purr, and we have our little night routine of, you know, I pet her and, you know, feel her. And when I get in bed, I'm just so grateful for the feeling of the bed itself, for the feeling of the pillows, for Maya being there, for, you know, the fan that's blowing across me, because I frankly like to sleep in cooler, and it's not always cool down here, you know, even though, you know, we have the air conditioning on, of course, but, you know, it's not that, whatever. Anyway, so I thank the angels, and I thank God, and I thank Maya for loving me, and I thank Francisco for being my wonderful husband, and I thank my bed. I thank things all the time. I think about them. I thank them. It's just a practice that I have on an ongoing basis of thanking and being grateful for my computer that works really well and telling it thank you, right? For my body that works really well, for clients who are wonderful clients and being thankful for them. So when I go to sleep at night, before I go to sleep, I always am saying thank you for the things that happened during the day, for the wonderfulness, for the, you know, whatever I can think of. I'll just sort of go through it in my mind and say thank you. The more you can do that on a regular basis, like figure out a way for you to do it so that you remember to do it, right? If you can do it, well, I don't know, when you're in the shower and you're cleansing your auric field off and you're cleansing your body and it's feeling wonderful, do it then, you know, if that's the time that works for you. Do it when you drive, if that's the time that works for you. Do it when you are putting on makeup, if that's the time that works for you. Do it when you're crawling into bed. Do it when you get up in the morning. Do it when you're doing yoga, when you go walking. Whatever works for you, to do it as a regular habit, do it. Because it will transform your life. It will transform your business. So part of what gratitude is about being present. It's about being present to life and abundance and manifestations and love and health. It's about being present to what you already have, because much is given to those who already have, and honor it and take care of it. Honoring, to me, this is what gratitude's all about, is honoring it, right? So another technique, you know, we talked about the gratitude journal, we talked about saying thank you, you know, having this sort of gratitude flow that goes on a regular basis. But let's talk about how you do that with your business, right? How to transform the belief or the feeling that there's not enough into abundance. And that's a biggie, right? Because if you're looking for clients and feeling like you don't have enough clients, or you don't have enough money, or you don't have enough, you know, fill in the blank, time, energy, support, whatever, fill in the blank, seriously, you're going to find yourself feeling that way consistently and ongoingly, and you're going to actually experience that more and more. So this is why this is so important. Like, seriously, so, so important. All right. When you work with a client and you complete a session with them, you don't have to say thank you to them, because they might think that, okay, that's just weird, okay? Like, why is she thanking me? You know, like, come on. But you can say thank you from your heart to theirs. Or you can say it out loud. You know, whatever floats your boat, right? But thanking them for being, for their trust. Because I got to tell you, having someone work with you is, you're holding their trust. And honoring that by thanking them is a powerful, energetic gift you can give to them, but also give to yourself. I mean, I say thank you all the time to the divine for my clients, for my team, for my business, for the flow, for the technology, for the, you know, how the perfect people show up to help me with whatever I need to do. You know, I won't pretend that everything goes smoothly all the time. It doesn't. I mean, that's, but for the most part, it does. But I will say that really getting into the space of gratitude has made a huge difference. Because I'm very centered and very grounded in my business because of it. Another avenue. When you are dealing with technology, now you got to think about this. Like, seriously, I don't know if 10 years ago Blog Talk Radio even existed, right? And I remember that the internet was starting to have some radio shows, you know, like there was internet radio shows definitely 10 years ago, but even longer than that probably. But this is one example of how technology has transformed our world and made available to you and to me and to all of us, actually, but in, especially for spiritual entrepreneurs, made it available for us to connect. If you go looking on Blog Talk Radio and just go looking at some of the topics that people are teaching about and they are sharing their wisdom and their knowledge about, it is magnificent. There's so much out there. There's so much you can learn. Thinking technology is one thing that you can do to be more friends, be closer, or, excuse me. Sorry, I had to cough. Got a little tickle in my throat. Thinking technology is one of the ways that you can really, number one, transform your relationship with technology, but also embrace and expand your business with technology. Everybody pretty much has or needs to have a website, right? On your website, you need to be able to collect email addresses so that you can be in touch with people who are interested in what you have to offer. So you need a list management system, right? Like iContact or AWeber or, you know, Constant Contact or Infusionsoft or something like that. One of those types of, you know, list management systems that people use. So technology, right? Technology that will help you maintain contact and connection with your divine peeps, the people who are interested in who you are and what you have to offer. So powerful, right? Being grateful, even if you are struggling with it. And I've had my challenges, right, with technology. But being grateful that it even exists will help you find the right pieces and the right technology systems for you. Thanking your bank account. Like, really, just like, have you thought about what it does? It holds your money. It allows you to move the money to someone else. It allows you to receive money from someone. It allows you to save money. Sometimes it get, you know, if you, depending on your bank account, you have an overflow, and if you spend extra, it will cover your expenses. You know, it provides that. There's so many, and it provides you a full accounting, and usually it's for a small amount. Like mine is like $11 a month or something like that, something ridiculous. And I think that's incredible. That's just incredible that it is doing that, that it's taking care of me and my business so beautifully for such a small amount. Technology. But also thanking your bank account and thanking it for receiving the money and seeing it grow. Thank you that I have more than enough money to pay all my bills, all of my team members. Thank you that I have enough money to put into savings, to have some left over. Thank you, thank you, thank you that I can contribute to this charity that I believe in and that I love. Thank you that I have more than enough. Thanking your bank account, like seriously thinking about thanking it, and start really recognizing all the work that it does and honoring it. You know, on another call, we'll talk about bringing in your divine team. But, you know, this would be a perfect little, you know, seed for that, which would be if you are connecting with your bank account, connect with the angel that is helping monitor your bank account, helping manage it, helping keep it straight, helping guide the people's hands for putting in the information correctly. All of that. Thank the angel and ask them to help you out with it. Thank your credit card companies. Thank the creditors for their trust in you, for their trust in you to pay back what you said you'd pay back when you borrowed it. Most businesses need credit cards because you've got things you've got to do, you know. So thank the credit cards for their trust in you, for their work, for their gifting of you the money that you needed when you needed it. When you really sit down and start practicing the attitude of gratitude and allowing that to transform your experience, you find yourself really having a magical experience with manifestation. And I think that's pretty much what we all want, isn't it? We want to be able to create what it is we want, and we want to know how to do that. We don't want to be at the effect of, you know, all the unseen energies, if you will, including our own, you know, like the ones that are causing dysfunction and, you know, debt and lack of clients and all of that. So one of the ways to help you get into a space where you can manifest what you want is to practice gratitude. Practice it regularly, ongoingly. You know, one of the things you can also do, you know, I talk about speaking it into being, writing it into being, you know, getting present to it, thanking everything, is for those of you who are more kinesthetic and you feel things, one of your magical tools will be to actually feel the gratitude and focus on that feeling. So, for example, I'm going to just give you an example because many of you, you know, some of you follow me on Facebook, some of you don't, some of you are on my list, some of you are not, some of you are just hearing this for the first time, you've never met me before, you don't know who I am. In my own life, my own, you know, personal private life, I have kitties, right? I have cats, and we lost one last year around the same time of year, and then last week we lost another one. She was 17, and she was a very beautiful soul, and she told me on Monday that she was ready to go, and she'd been sick for quite some time, and just had gotten very, very sick in the last several weeks, and I was in many ways heartbroken because I just kept thinking I could, you know, keep her going forever, you know, as we do with our little beloved fur babies, right? So I wanted to, and even though, I understood that, you know, that's not always possible. And so during the week we had to coordinate schedules and, you know, vet schedule to be able to come and have her, you know, released. And so we had decided on Friday. So from Tuesday to Friday, I knew this was happening and I knew what was, you know, was coming, and there was some angst and some relief and some sorrow and some gratitude. There was all of this mix, as you can imagine. So during the course of the week, it just, you know, of course, as it got closer and closer, it got more and more intense. And when we went through this amazing experience, this amazing life transition for her, it was very powerful, very beautiful. We called the angels in, my husband and I, and we held her during the transition, and the vet came, and it was very quiet. We had the beautiful music of Libera playing in the background. You know, I love, it's my hands-down favorite boys choir from the UK. We just love them. And it was a very beautiful, sacred experience. And afterwards, there was the grief, you know. So the feeling part that I'm getting to with all of this is that I didn't really feel very grateful. You know, I had part of me that felt grateful. I have a tremendous amount of gratitude for the beautiful experience that we had. But her actual passing, I wasn't feeling very grateful for. I didn't want her to, you know. I wanted her here. You know, she'd been with me for 17 years, for goodness sakes. You know, she was a baby. You know, she was my baby. So there wasn't a lot of gratitude for that. So part of this process, the grieving process and the letting go and the releasing, has been about really getting incredibly grateful for her having been in my life and been a part of it. And I know she continues on the other side. And I know that we, you know, I've felt her, and we've already communicated some, not a lot, but some. And I'm grateful for that. But I have to say that sometimes the feeling part can be a challenge, right? Like getting into the feeling of gratitude, especially when you're unhappy or angry or, you know, any of the more negative emotions, feeling grief, you know, sorrow, any of that, it can be more of a challenge. So for me, the trick is, number one, to take care of my body, to find a way that I can feel as though there's a lot that is already okay. You know, like, how do I take care of my body? For me, it's swimming, you know, and I can swim and release. So it's for someone else, it might be a shower or walking or exercising or Pilates or yoga or whatever, you know, some form of self-care. And sleep. I mean, we both slept 12 hours every night for like 3 nights. We, Francisco and I both really needed a lot of extra sleep, and we did go swimming. We had to really take care of our bodies because we had held the energy of this transition for her and for ourselves, for our family. So we had to do a lot of self-care. So getting into the space of gratitude sometimes is not an immediate thing, especially if you've gone through trauma. It's about really self-care, 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 and really looking at how can I see this from a place of all is right, all is perfect, just the way it is. Because by doing that, you'll be able to access the gratitude. You'll be able to access that energy of love and gratefulness. Feeling it, speaking it, getting present to it, honoring it, writing it down consistently. This is how the energy of gratitude will propel you forward in your business. That's how using it. But what you're going to find is more clients, more money, more joy, more love, more appreciation, more fulfillment, and quicker manifestation of what it is you want. That's what's available for you. And that's powerful. I got to say, that's really, really powerful. Okay. All right. So here we are. I'm really well done with what I've just said. And we have Elizabeth. Hello. 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 Come on the line with me.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, that was so beautiful. I really, really, really enjoyed your talk, your program today. I thought it's beautiful, really, really lovely, really different energy to the previous shows. Beautiful.
I'm so
proud of Anne.
Oh, no. They're wonderful. It is very different energy, and you know, I'm moving. I feel like I'm moving into this quietness of this. You know, where our lives, not our lives, but our times are getting shorter. I'm moving into this quietness. You know, with the winter, and of course, tomorrow here in the U.S. is one of the biggest holidays of our year, which is Thanksgiving, and it. You know, how can we even begin to have a radio show and not touch upon that, right? Which is what life is all about, is being grateful, being thankful. Yeah. So okay, so we have a guest who's going to join us for a reading, right? Is this, and Linda is coming on. So I would love to hear her come on.
Here.
Linda.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. Linda. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. I also really appreciated your talk today. It's beautiful.
Aw, thank you. What did you like about it?
What I liked the most about it is that it's exactly where I am right now, and I actually just wrote a little ebook about bringing more gratitude into your life and mentioned my bed, too.
Oh, those sacred spaces.
It was perfect.
I love that.
I love it.
You know, like, I think if you don't love your bed, you might be in trouble, right?
Shouldn't be sleeping in it.
I know, right?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. I love that. Okay, so we are so in alignment. This is perfect. So, Linda, how can I help you? I know we're going to do a reading with you. So tell me what's going on. Let's see if we can sit in the last 15 minutes. I think we can.
Yeah, I think that when I wrote in, I talked a little bit about a kind of fear about becoming more visible.
And oh, good.
That's certainly part of my challenge. That
okay.
probably also has the energy of opening to receive more, whether it's, you know, clients or anything, really. I'm a big giver.
Okay.
So I like to get that balanced and be a little bit more comfortable stepping out. I do have a website, and I probably have had it up for about maybe 3 years, and when I put it out, oh, my God, I was like a basket case of nerves when I published it. And then it was like, oh, wait a minute, this doesn't mean anybody's even going to go there. I'm okay, right? So I'm better. I have made some big steps in my consciousness towards being visible, but there's still some stuff back there.
Okay, perfect. So, all right, so nice deep breath. I'm going to pull the cards and see what we have what the angels have to say about this, because this is, you know, visibility. I love that you said that. It's such a big issue for so many spiritual entrepreneurs. They just... it's an issue. Tell me what you think the reason is that you don't want to be visible or that it's uncomfortable.
Well, I live in a small town that's pretty redneck. So probably that's part of it. But I'm very close to a bigger city that is almost inundated with, you know, healers and readers, and it has such a huge, huge community that I probably don't have a clear vision of where I fit into that.
Okay, that's great. But is that the visibility piece, do you think?
Well, I thought it's probably partially.
Okay.
Visibility. There's probably more, a lot more to it than that as well, out to my visibility issue. I've been told I've been drowned.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I was just getting past life stuff.
Yeah. Quite a bit of that stuff, actually.
Have you done a lot of clearing on that, like the past life stuff?
I have done
okay.
quite a bit.
Okay,
which
let me
is
ask.
Why I'm...
Go ahead.
But there's still more.
Okay. Let me answer this question, okay? I don't want to be visible because...
It's scary.
Okay. And it's scary because...
I went someplace else and didn't complete... my thought, and what popped in was, they'll expect too much of me.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. That's brilliant. All right. Deep breath. The first card that I pulled is for you to listen to your intuition. you already do this, but I think that you don't listen to your red flags. And then you get into that situation where they expect too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't give yourself, you're a giver, right? You want it more balanced,
mm-hmm.
but you're not giving to yourself. So the reality is that the giving must come to you as well as to them. Because when you give to you, you'll be able to listen to those red flags, those intuitive feelings that say, wait a minute, nope. Right now, the imbalance is I want to give them what they ask for, because that's really very much, you have such a big heart, and you want to give them that. I'm asking you to just give yourself that as well. That makes sense?
It does, and actually, that's been on my plate recently, and I have become aware of that little feeling. I'm very kinesthetic as well, of, okay, that's enough, you know?
Good. Now, you become aware of it, do you do something about it?
I'm better at that.
Okay.
It's a growth process, right?
Yes. No, I totally get it. This is a new muscle you're practicing. That's brilliant. You're just exercising a whole new muscle. That's all, and that's perfect. So, yes, that's enough. And trusting, choosing to trust that. Don't second guess yourself as much, right? And this could be whether you're in a session with someone or someone has asked you to do something or, you know, whatever. My sense is that sometimes this is in sessions.
Okay. I'll pay more attention in sessions.
Okay. You don't have to give them everything in a session. You can't. Because they have to go away, integrate, and then come back. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so your second card is the singing and dancing card. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean, like, exactly go sing and dance, but it is talking about expressing yourself. It's about expressing yourself through joy. It's about you moving and experiencing the magic of movement in your own body. Because that move helps you be able to be as connected to your intuition as possible. Because it is so kinesthetic, right? It's so intuitive. It's so in your body. So this will help you even more access and help it be stronger. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. My body needs to move more.
Yeah, you know, one of my beloved chiropractor says to me, the love language of the body is movement. I'm like, oh, I like that, you know. Sorry, buddy, we're not moving so much today, so you know, to do it tomorrow or something, you know. Sometimes I start having the conversation with my body and let it know when we're going to be able to move, when we're not, when we, you know, like we're in crunch time, so we have to do this. I'm sorry, but I promise you we will. And then I follow through, you know, like, be my word with my body. So it was funny. Okay.
That's very doable for me too, you know. It's a great suggestion.
Okay, good. All right, so your third card is the base chakra card. Base chakra is all about receiving. This is all about security, right? And your receiving is integrated with your base chakra. It's like the safety part of you. How can I be safe?
I'm actually really smiling, Anne, because I've just put together a workshop of root chakra clearing, and I'm going to be giving it next week. And I did it last night on myself, and it was like, holy smokes, I couldn't believe how different I felt. So it's like perfect. It's a perfect card.
Love it. Love it. So perfect confirmation. Wonderful.
Yeah.
You go, girl. Okay.
Yep, you bet.
Yeah. Your next card is the emotional sensitivity card, which is all about your ability to receive information. It's about okay, so here's the thing. With the emotional sensitivity, you had said, I'm a giver, right? This big heart of yours. Yeah. You pick up on other people's, you're kinesthetic, you pick up on other people's energies, you want to help them feel better, soothe them, you've got the capability, you came in to do this work, and so boom, you know, it just makes sense to you to do it, right? No matter what, whether you get paid, whether you don't, you know, whether any of it. It's just like that's what I do. So exactly. The emotional sensitivity is about honoring that deep awareness, that deep sensitivity, but also just recognizing that it goes to you too. So it's back to this listen to your intuition. It's mm-hmm. the same thing. It's all the same. I love how it's so congruent. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I'm an empath, so it's one of the tools that
you are.
You
really are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you walk into a room, and it's kind of funny being in a blue-collar area that's a heavier energy. So you're there to help balance that energy and soften it.
I'm doing my best.
Yeah. Your last card is the God Box card, and I love this. This is like, go create a beautiful box that you can put your prayers, your gratitude pieces, things you want to create, your visions, your dreams, your even your struggles into, and identify it as your God Box card. When you do that, you are in essence like tangibly turning it over to the divine, to your angels, to your guides, for them to help you. And because you're the giver, part of your challenge is learning to ask more for what you want
mm-hmm.
so that you can receive it, right? It goes back to the asking.
So I really like
help
idea.
You. Yeah. Yeah.
And not to put it in my box and forget about it forever and ever.
You can put it in your box and trust that it will be taken care of.
But shouldn't I take it out when I get? I'm assuming I'm getting it if I put it in the box.
You can if you want. It depends how big your box is.
Okay. I can get a really big box. Yeah.
One box of prayers and one box of thank yous.
Yes,
love it. I love it.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
I'd just like to say, Anne, that I really appreciate the spirituality you bring into marketing and business owning, because there's so many people doing coaching that are very three-dimensional.
Mm.
So your
thank you. Thank you for that. I so appreciate it. All right, we're out of time because I yacked too long. Thank you so much, Linda, for being on the show and for being vulnerable and open. Everyone else, thank you so much. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving. Fill your heart with gratitude, with love. Be present, too, because it's everywhere. There's so much available for all of us. Go get your divine on. We'll see you next week. Bye. We'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club, the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.